My name is Rabbi Yonatan Nerl, and I want to share with you a teaching of mine and Dr. Akiva Wolf's about trees, Torah, and caring for the earth. The Torah is called a tree of life, showing how trees connect to the highest Jewish values. Many Jewish sources connect trees with our proper stewardship of the earth. Trees also symbolize a healthy and sustainable environment. Understanding these teachings can help us improve our relationship to God's creation, our world. The Midrash teaches, quote, "When God created the first man, God took him and showed him all the trees of the Garden of Eden and said to him, 'See my works, how beautiful and praiseworthy they are. And everything that I created it for you. Be careful not to spoil or destroy my world, for if you do, there will be nobody after you to repair it.'" This Midrash singles out the trees of the Garden of Eden, rather than the Garden of Eden itself, to represent the natural world God created and the imperative not to destroy it. Trees also symbolize the necessary environment for human life when the Jewish people enter the land of Israel. Encouraging us to emulate God, the Midrash teaches, quote, "It is said in Deuteronomy, 'Follow the Lord your God.' This means follow his example. When God created the world, his first action was to plant trees, as it is written, 'And God planted a garden in Eden.' So too, when you will enter the land of Israel, planting trees should be your first involvement. There are numerous other essential elements for human beings in a healthy environment, yet these sources identify trees as emblematic. Trees also take a long time to bear fruit, which is why we plant them first. Thus, trees represent the long-term needs of the land and people. The message of Bal Tashchit, the prohibition against waste and needless destruction, also begins with trees. The Torah teaches us that we are not to cut down fruit trees in war. It asks, 'Is the tree of the field a man to go into the siege before you?' Destroying trees is understood by our sages to encompass the entire range of needless destruction. The great commentator Rashi understands this verse to mean that since the tree is not an enemy, we have no right to destroy it or make it suffer. Another commentator, Rabbeinu Bechaya, explains this to mean that trees are so important to people that they are compared to human beings, which is to say destroying those trees destroys human life, because destroying them may destroy the lives that depend on them. These Jewish sages highlight the Torah's use of trees to generate within us compassion and awareness of interdependence, both essential for living in ecological balance. In addition to inappropriate destruction, lessons about trees also teach proper use of resources. The Midrash teaches that the Israelites planted saplings when they arrived in Egypt. These saplings grew into a mature forest over hundreds of years, such that when the Jews left Egypt, they cut these trees for use in the sanctuary of God. The trees sang with joy because they were being elevated for a holy, long-term purpose. We too can sanctify our resource use with holy intent. Jewish teachings about trees apply not only to biblical Israel, but also to the environmental challenges we face in the modern world. Today, we use trees in myriad ways more than ever before, with tremendous ramifications for the future of the rainforests and the global climate. A few ways we can reduce our tree consumption are to buy products in bulk and thereby use less packaging, arrange to receive bank, phone, and other bills electronically, and bring a cloth bag instead of using paper bags. To learn more about the wealth of Jewish teachings on trees, visit Confei Nesharim's Tu B'Shvat resources page at confeinesharim.org. Bringing this wisdom about trees into our daily lives can help us become more cognizant of the precious resources we have been given and more careful about how we use them. In so doing, we can transform our relationship to the natural world, sanctify our daily actions, and take better care of the planet God created.